Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get any four for £5 from over 30 frozen products. From Bird's Eye Garden Peas, Potato Waffles, Goodfellas Pizzas, plus many more. That's more easy peasy teas sorted.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online subject to availability. Selected lines ends 14th of April.
This week we catch you up on what we did for Valentine's Day, right?
We get into all the TV that's happening right now, such as One Day and Love Island All Stars.
And we get into the Super Bowl. Hello, hello. I feel like shit. And I feel like shit.
Straight off the plane, dropping into London.
Her.
Yay. She's back from Porto, everyone.
It's not been a glamorous day today, I'll tell you that.
I would love, as you know, because the carbon emission goals are going to come for me. I think, you know, the timely question, the one that is for the ages, private jet or yacht, I would always be rather gifted a private jet.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Like, because everyone's like, oh, a yacht, like you can sail and go on that every holiday. I'm like, do you know how easy traveling would be if you could just rock up? I know you have to go through security, but like, be fucking for real. Like, they probably like tap you down. Like
I was
twice.
Just thinking about Kim Air today. You know, she's got her own plane, right?
Yeah. Oh, is it? That's what it's called. I thought you were like saying like she was starting her own like.
Oh, no. Because I was like, obviously, when I was landing, I saw like all the private jets and stuff. And then I was like, damn, like Kim Kardashian literally just has. And the same with Drake as well. And their planes are fucking
Yeah, they're like huge.
They're like the same. They're bigger than probably the EasyJet planes.
Well, that's why all the people. Did you see that Taylor Swift got a 14-minute practice? Because she apparently, I don't know if this is factual, but apparently she's the biggest carbon, like private carbon emission through flight fumes or whatever you want to call it. And the other day she sent a cease and desist to the Twitter account that was like, because you can track every single plane on this website, because every plane obviously has to be registered. And Taylor Swift,
Flight Trader.
And someone, there's a Twitter account that tweets every time that Taylor Swift's jet is used or plane.
Oh, shut up, really?
And she sent the account a cease and desist because they were making her look so bad, but like all they were doing was tweeting actual facts.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, well, there we go, that's guilty. But also I was like, well, I'd probably do the same.
Yeah, wait, cease and desist, does that mean that she's trying to sue them?
It's like a shut this down, or if you don't shut it down, we'll take it. It's like threatening legal action, I think.
But then, so she basically wants to take loads and loads of money, potentially off of her.
Yup.
Wow.
But what I was going to say was she took a flight the other day that was a 14-minute flight and like 18-minute drive. And everybody was like, okay, there's no excuse.
Is that a fucking joke?
Like, she's, it was something like 20 miles or something.
Who do you think you are?
It was ridiculous.
I mean, you're Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I'm being completely honest. As much as I'm all for saving the environment, if I was that rich, I'd probably do the same.
Absolutely.
Really? I wouldn't do the 14-minute flight, but there's not a chance in hell if I was that rich I would be getting on like commercial flights.
Oh, I probably wouldn't get on commercial flights.
I obviously wouldn't do that, because also I'm like, the faff of putting your seatbelt on, flying up, I would rather get a car than a 14-minute plane ride if it's a 20-minute car. But
no, because do you know how expensive they are? Because I remember, what's her name? John Legend's wife. What's her
Chrissy
name?
Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. Yeah, she was like, people were like, oh, what, you should fly like just on normal planes. And she's like, do you know how fucking expensive private jets
are? Yeah, they are expensive.
Hundreds of
Yeah. And I'm, this is about something, may sound ridiculous, but I just for fun, I emailed one about a trip I was going on.
Yeah.
Tiny, 8-person. When I say tiny, I'm like you would be in that plane rattling. It wasn't giving like it wasn't giving like luxury.
Yeah.
Just to fly from London to Ibiza one way was 20 grand.
Wow.
Like and it was like what, like worse quality than like a normal flight.
That's
but
mad.
It's because they have to pay for all the fuel. They have to pay a pilot. They have to pay. I think you have to pay for like space on an air track. Like so much cost that goes behind it.
I can imagine. And then it's like, I guess, like, what are they doing with the plane next?
Yeah. So,
sort of thing.
If I ever get billionaire rich, which I mean, I'm not getting into ethics of being a billionaire, but in a hypothetical situation, if I ever got billionaire rich, you best believe I would be flying private.
I wouldn't mind a yacht though.
Yeah, a yacht would be good.
Yachts are just sexy, and yeah. Also you can just see a yacht. You can't yeah. see the planes in the fucking sky.
Yeah, imagine. But the only problem is then I guess yachts must be fucking expensive as well, because you're not getting on that big ass yacht and doing everything yourself.
Babe, do you know how much? Do you remember like when Kylie Jenner rented that mega yacht and it was like $5 million for like a couple days?
Oh my!
It was in Where is
Sex
it?
Like,
no, it was in Italy. That was a couple years ago. But yeah, they are expensive. That one had a lift in it and like all of that.
But also,
shit.
You got to pay all the staff to do your cooking, your cleaning, mm-hmm. your making your drinks, all that kind of. Because realistically, if you're on a big yacht like that, you are not waking up in the morning and mopping down.
No,
the deck.
Have you seen? Like, I watched a show, right, and they basically it's like the people that train to be. And they literally say if to work on the yacht, right? Mm-hmm. Say if like someone drops their knife like on the floor, like yeah. they will ask them to pick it up. That's do you know what I mean? Like, or like obviously they need a new knife, but I'm not maybe not that, but like everything is done for them. Like, but yeah, that's nuts. Do you watch Down Under? Deck and Down
Below Deck.
Yeah, that's one.
I tried to watch it. I watched about 3 episodes and I was just like, I don't like I, yeah
fair
in the nicest way possible, not in the nicest way possible because I might even fucking offending, but I was just like, this is not like really that entertaining to me.
Yeah.
And I see clips on TikTok and stuff which look yeah, interesting, which stuff. But I'm like, there's so many seasons in lore to get behind that the start wasn't good enough for me to get invested.
Do you know what I really want to get into is Jersey Shore? Like, I yeah. need to start watching. Have you watched it?
Well, I've watched which sounds ridiculous. There's a YouTuber called Mila Tequila and she's done around four to five hour, two-part YouTube videos, which retells every single episode of Jersey Shore. So I watched it basically through her retelling.
Retelling?
Like, she will sit there and tell the plot of every single episode and overlay clips.
You're interesting. That is so funny.
Like, I just, and then I was like, oh, that was really good. She made it sound really funny. And then I was like, I might watch it. And I was like, wait, what's the point?
Oh, yeah, because, and also she's probably doing like the best bits as well, right?
Yeah, so like she cuts out all the, and also I can't commit to a show that long. I will never finish a show that's over 3 seasons.
Mm.
Unless it's like I'm watching it as each season comes out. Oh. Speaking of shows and long shows, One Day's on Netflix. What a segue. It is, if you haven't seen it, it's a book originally that got made into a film with Anne Hathaway in like 2013, I think. And it has now been made into a Netflix original series starring Leo Woodall of, we both knew the main people, but individually before. I knew Leo Woodall before because he was on The White Lotus season 2 and he was fit as fuck. Mm. And you knew the female actress. What's she called again?
I can't remember her name, but she's amazing. And she was on This Is Going to Hurt.
On BBC.
Yep.
Which Isla just explained to me prior to recording and it sounds really good. So
yeah,
I may watch
it. It's really, really good. It's like a drama. It's on BBC and it's basically about like these two nurses, but it's in like their POV and you just see them like deteriorate. But it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's quite like morbidly, like stressfully, like good, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know the type. It's yeah. like, it's like,
it's not weird,
sad like, and stressful, but like it's still like,
yeah,
you feel them.
Her name is, so why is it gone? Because I just, her name is Ambika Mod. Yeah, Ambika Mod.
And it's going crazy. It's like number one on Netflix. Mm. Everyone is speaking about it. My main takeaway from it was that it was 14 episodes. What fucking TV show nowadays is 14 episodes? But the episodes are quite short.
Yeah, when they kept going and I was like, wait.
Right? Like I, like a lot of people, started it and then it got to like episode 5 and I was like, the plot's not moving. Yeah. And I checked and I was like, hold on a fucking second. Mm-mm-mm. I thought this was going to be a 5-episode show. I'm now locked in for 14 episodes.
Yeah.
I did not agree to that.
But at the same time, I'm not mad. Yeah. I'm only on episode 5 because they're only about like 20 to half an hour long.
Which I like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shows nowadays want to fucking do every episode like a feature length film.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
No TV show should be, in my opinion, longer than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
In an absolute, unbiased, maximum opinion, an hour. If your TV show is longer than an hour, then fucking make it into a movie.
That marriage thing, I can't remember.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah, Married at First Sight.
Yeah, but that's like reality TV. Yeah.
But even you're like, no, I can't watch it.
Yeah, even that. The Australian Married at First Sight is an ungodly length.
Yeah, it is, but it's so good.
Also, yeah. Anyway, that's a difficult
thing. Yeah, I know, literally.
But so yeah, bring back short television. Because I got through that in 2 days. If those episodes, if it was like a 7 so like half the amount, seven episode, hour long episodes, I don't think I would have finished the show yet. Because after an episode, I need a breather. I need a break. Whereas when they're like 20 minutes, hop, every time the trailers come on, I'm like, let's go next. I finished it. I was on episode 5. In a non-spoiler free summary, should we say our opinions? My opinion is fabulous acting. I think it was cast really well as well. I think both of them really suit their roles. My main issue, which is more in the first 5 episodes, so I feel like we can discuss this. It's like shot and edited in like a really serious drama way, but I felt the script was really like teen drama-y, and I found the first few episodes really jarring and hard to get into because of that. But I think also, without spoiling it, like, because obviously, I mean, this isn't a spoiler, they get older as each episode goes on, so I think it was to make it feel like they were younger, and that's why it feels really teen drama to start with. And as it gets older, it definitely gets more serious, the tone and scripting. So that kind of answered my question the more I watched it. I didn't like either of the characters, so it made me hard to root for them, and it made me not really care about them at the end. And everybody said that they were bawling and crying and stuff. It was really sad, and I was watching it being like, oh, this is sad, but I wasn't like crying because I didn't like either of the characters.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think it's shot that beautifully though. Like,
no, not beautifully, but like,
did you say it was shot beautifully?
No, I meant drama-y. Like, you know, like long lingering shots.
Yeah,
and like,
but the thing is like, that's good when like, either like the fashion's really good, or there's just something there to like kind of like, you know, romanticize. But they were, because I find them, both the characters a bit annoying, I find it hard to be like, wow, like this is just like, I really want to like watch their faces right now. I'm just like, I don't get what's going on. Why are you here, and what's the point? Like, I'm not like, I'm just questioning everything. I'm not like, you know, like, I kind of get it, like, I get, and even if you can't relate to the character, you can kind of get what's going on. I'm just like, okay, like, what next? Like,
You said about the costuming or like something, what the fuck is she wearing?
I know, and also,
this is supposed to be late 80s, early 90s.
I'm like,
she
looks like
just like a badly dressed person from 2021.
Literally. And I'm like, I need to see something. I need to, like, the only thing that's giving it away is the fact that they're not on their phones.
No, wait. Do you know what gave it away to me? Which I was like, girl, it pissed me off so much. They keep constantly referring to prices. I don't know if you picked up on it.
Oh, yes, yeah. And they'll be like, $1.49 for the
bottle of wine. And it's like, okay. And then she was like, I'm moving to London. It's expensive, £200 a month. I was like, okay. Like, if you're having to tell me what like era we're in through like indicators like this, you're not doing a good job at displaying where
I should
we are.
Be able to just see instantly.
And my other thing that I kind of not got annoyed about, but I was just like, what? Is when going into it, the description of it is that will they, won't they couple bump into each other or have interactions with each other on the same day every year? So that's what I thought was happening going into it. And then it was like, oh, you spent Christmas at mine and this and that. And I was like, what? I was like, I thought the whole point
is
was
that. Is that what it says?
Yeah, on the description, it's like every single day, not every single day, every day on the same year, they have some sort of interaction. That's why every episode it says the same date at the start, but just like a year up. But then they were like, that's why it's called One Day, I think. Because it's like one, I don't fucking know. If I'm being completely honest, I only finished it to scratch the itch in my brain and not be like, well, how did that end? And B, so I could be involved in conversations people were having about it. If it was some random fucking random show I found on Netflix, I probably would have stopped and not finished it. But it's just the fact that everyone's watching it. So would I recommend, if you have nothing else to do and bored, yeah, sure. But don't go out your way to watch it, to be honest.
I'll give it like, for now, since I'm only on episode 5, and it's like, what, I'm basically like 15 minutes in on episode 5.
Yeah.
But
the episode you're on, I personally felt is like where the gear shifted and started turning it up a bit.
I'm excited then.
But it took me maybe to the last 2 episodes to get fully like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, what's going to happen? Because what the fuck is everyone talking about?
Right, that's another reason why I kept watching, because I was like, something must happen.
Yeah, right?
Also, it helped that I was in a group chat of people that I'd already watched it. So I could like send messages being like, this bitch is so fucking annoying. And like, they would like laughing. Yeah, so I was like, okay, this is keeping me going. But yeah. Other TV shows, Love Island's still on. Yeah. About to end though.
When?
On Mondays.
Is anyone really in a couple that they actually fancy each other?
So in a weird way, I don't believe a single one of those fucking couples will last on the outside. Right. Apart from, in a weird way, Georgia Steele and Toby.
Yeah, like, toxically.
Yeah, no, but I'm also just like, in a way, oh my God, wait, we also need to talk about the fact that he accused Chloe Burrows of cheating, but we'll get into that in a second.
Did he? Yeah.
But I think Georgia Steele and Toby were lost on the outside because they're both kind of like, they are actually inherently very similar people.
Yeah, I do think that they fancy each other.
Yeah, and like, I think that they'll date for like a year after, whereas the rest of them will break up in like a week. But yeah, if you watch the most recent episode
interesting person.
Georgia Steele. Yeah. Georgia Steele is, and I don't want to say too much because people are dogpiling on her, but like genuinely a one of a kind person. Yeah. I'll say that.
Yeah, no facts.
Like, not even, I don't, like every time, every episode, I'm like, this girl can't do anything more to shock me. And she manages to say something or do something. And I'm like, huh? Like, how have
and
you
she's
twisted
so genuine
and
with
spun
it as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. She genuinely believes it. And sometimes I'm like, I kind of wish I live in that delusion.
Yeah.
The fucking audios of her make me die. When Toby asked what you're grateful for, and the first thing that came to her mind was her natural long hair. I was like, okay, fucking fairs. I was like, me if I had natural long hair. I was like, okay, you know what? My natural long hair, my eyes. Oh, and my family. Like, that is me. And the other one that I just did a TikTok to it because I find it so funny. I don't know if you've heard it. It's the one that goes, I've made mistakes, Chris. I've made mistakes. But I'm a 25-year-old girl trying to navigate her way through a villa looking for the person she loves. And I'm just like, what? How do you come up with that?
She's actually like a toxic man. Like how like weird toxic
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she is fucking beautiful though.
No, she is
like
stunning.
Different level of
yeah,
beautiful. Like every single time I see a clip of her, I'm like, wow. And I'm like a gay man.
Do you know what? Where you said that. No, do you know what's pissing me off though is that people are like, no, the amount of surgery she's had, like,
I don't think she's that much.
No, she might have had a bit of filler here and there, but yeah. She's obviously lost, she's very young.
Yes. Well when she first
when she first started, exactly, and she's only like 19, wasn't
yeah,
she, so
you
she's
can
lost
see a baby
so much
face.
Exactly, your weight your face weight just like maneuvers and changes.
Yeah, she. I mean, not to sit here and dissect someone's face, but she no doubt has like, I'm sure, Botox or filler or something like that, as most people do in this industry, but she ain't anything, she's not had anything crazy as far as I'm aware. And if she has had anything crazy, then I need her surgeon's details
right now.
So in last night's episode, Toby basically said that he was cheated. Basically, at the very start of the series, people were like, is this because someone asked him why he broke up with Chloe, and he said, I just couldn't trust her anymore. So everybody was like, and then in last night's episode, him and Georgia Steele were voted as the most couple likely to cheat. That was not English, but you still got it. And then he was crying after he got voted that. And he was like, it fucking sucks because when you've been cheated on yourself, like when you thought that you were with the person you were going to marry and they cheated on you. And everybody was like, this is quite obviously like Chloe Burrows. But then
if he's crying as well.
But then Chloe Burrows posted on her story. I saw this last night. She reposted like a reel from her podcast, which was like, every boyfriend that I've ever been on has cheated on me on holiday. So,
because you know what, with people as well, even if he cheated first, she cheated back,
yeah,
he would still like blame the cheating.
That's
on her.
That's the thing. That like I was saying, I was like, oh my God, I don't know how she even can keep composure right now. Even if it's true, I would still be like, fuck you!
Yeah.
Like, why are you saying this? Like, come on!
You have to have a little bit of a pact and respect.
Yeah. Or even, like, I would rather you just go all guns blazing.
Yeah.
And, like, then I can just, like, take it in my stride. But the cryptic messages and letting people, like, fill in dot to dots and, like, probably making an assumption out of something
right.
big. Not
and
that I'm saying cheating isn't a big deal. Mm. But, you know, if you're, like, cryptic in your messaging like that, people are obviously going to fill in gaps.
Speculation is the worst.
Yeah.
And then if she does say something, or she does feed into it, then people are like, oh, like, you're being defensive.
Yeah.
But at least she could come out and straight up deny it, or, like,
Yeah.
He just said it as it is.
Like, fair enough if I've cheated, like, say it on TV, like, okay, I've done something
bad.
No,
not fair enough at all.
Yeah,
don't open your mouth, bitch.
Never, no, take back that statement, because if that ever, like, if I ever do, God forbid, and in what universe I ever would, and that is out there as evidence.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
But yeah. It's
I mean, I guess
over.
It's worse that he's on Love Island again.
Yeah, because it's like that's the same audience. But then I saw a clip on TikTok. She was on Celebs Go Dating, and she was like crying on Celebs Go Dating, being like, "Oh, like I didn't want the relationship to end, like this and that." I don't know. Too much cryptic messaging for me. You people need to be more direct with your messiness.
Yeah.
Like, take a leaf out of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett's
yes.
book. Like, just lay it all on the table for us, because this...
Why is it the 40-year-olds like, doing this?
Like, this, like, guess and fill in the gaps is just probably making us all do assumptions which aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just someone do a tell-all on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
How was yours?
Mine was really nice. I had a galentine. Yeah. Well, as I said, like the last time I spoke to him, I was drunk, so we could have had an argument, so he fucking knows.
Was it
I
on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, actually, no, I spoke to him this morning, to be fair. But yeah, I had a galentine's with my friend. We went to a girl...
Oh yes!
Shout out Maria. Yeah. She listened to the podcast and she clocked that I was going to Porto, and her family own this insane. It's called A&D Wines. If you're ever in Porto, you have to go. We paid like €45 for tasting like five wines, I think. Tapas on the most beautiful vineyard, beautiful property I've ever like stepped foot on in my life. Like, it was just insane. And it was such nice weather as well, because it's like 24, so it wasn't like too hot, but it was just the perfect temperature just to be in a dress sort of thing. Mm. And yeah, it was just amazing. But yeah. What about you?
It looked lovely, though.
It was so nice.
It looked like something from Selling Sunset almost.
Yeah. Because that was a new bit. So that wasn't the actual house.
Okay.
So the family have like a house that a bit further down, because it's really hard to like put everything all together. And I didn't really want to like put up pictures of something too much. Like, it's a bit weird because you can't, obviously, because you walk around it and you like tour around it and stuff. But it is honestly like this insane, like huge, like lovely, I don't know what I'd call it. Like, what are those old houses called that are like in Portugal and stuff?
You know? I don't know.
Like, not villa, but like that sort of thing. Yeah. But yeah, honestly insane. And she does art, and her art is amazing. Ooh. And she's done it on like her family's wine bottles and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
So it's really cool.
What else did you do in Porto?
In Porto, got drunk, obviously.
As you do.
God, I really don't remember last night.
No, did you do stuff when you left the vineyard?
Yeah, so we went back.
Do stuff.
Yeah, we went back and then got drunk.
Fun.
What about you?
I really wanted to try this restaurant called Angelina, and it was so fucking dumb. Maybe I've already said this on the podcast, actually, I feel like.
No, you just said it to me.
Oh, right. Yeah. I literally got it up two separate times and there was spaces available, and then I just... get distracted. Basically, if I view something, I do the same with clothes. If something's in stock or if there is a reservation time available, I'm like, oh, that's fine. And go off and like my brain just doesn't process it and like goes off and goes on Instagram. And then I go back to do it 2 days later and then I'm like annoyed that it's... But I did that with this restaurant I really wanted to try. So instead, we ordered in like the ingredients for a meal from like a restaurant. It was from Cafe Murano. And we stayed in and had that.
Yeah, so you said it's a bit like... HelloFresh.
Yeah, so it's like a bougie HelloFresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not subscription. Like, you can just order one box. Like, you don't have to be tied into anything.
That's so clever. Was the box like real big? Like,
it actually wasn't. Like, my one, the food was delicious. Obviously, they like season everything for you and it just comes and it's like.
What did you have?
So we had it was like toast with like something beans and like pancetta. Oh, what's a camp? I can't remember. It was like a bruschetta kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
And then our primi
beans.
It was like, but like
not baked beans.
No. Like,
because I just have baked beans and toast right now.
I can't remember what they're called. This is sounding gross. and then for our primi, because it was Italian.
Okay.
It was a squash and some Italian vegetable gnocchi.
Okay.
And then for our secondi.
Mm-hmm.
It was a steak, but it wasn't. It was 950 grams.
Oh, that is a lot.
Yeah, but obviously between two.
Yeah.
But it was like a steak, but like it was like it wasn't written as steak. It was some Italian word, but I can't remember the word.
Was it on the bone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so like a tomahawk.
Yeah, I'm assuming so. I'm not good with steaks.
Oh, I love a steak.
And like for that was the most complicated bit. And also, neither of us had ever cooked a steak before, so we were like, but you like fried it in the pan and then put it in the oven. I don't fucking know. I didn't do it.
Did you have a thermometer?
No.
Okay.
But they're told to put the knife in and then pull it out. And if the knife's hot, then it's ready. If it's not, then it's not ready.
How do you have your steak?
Medium rare.
Oh,
medium.
Okay.
So that was the secondy. And then for dessert, oh my God, it was delicious. It was an olive oil chocolate cake.
Wow.
With pistachio chantilly.
Interesting.
It was delicious.
I've seen somewhere like, it was like a trend on TikTok, like putting like olive oil on vanilla ice cream.
Oh my God. I also had, I had that this week for the first time. It's so weird that you said that. On Monday night, I had olive oil ice cream.
Was it nice?
It was fine for like three bites.
I mean, did you put the olive oil on
the
ice
cream? No, so it was actual olive oil ice cream.
Oh, right. Okay.
Apparently it's Dua Lipa's favourite, allegedly, but God knows where anyone's found that information from. Like where, how do you know that? And it was okay. It was good. Yeah, that was my Valentine's Day. Why do I kind of feel like Valentine's Day was a flop this year? I didn't see any celebrities do anything.
Oh,
no, not me. Like... No, not my own personal one. I had a lovely one. But I just mean like
no Kim Kardashian coming down to like someone paying like harp
you,
and...
You know the Kardashians take every excuse to like...
I've actually not seen any of their stories.
Kardashians take any... Oh, actually, are any of them in a relationship other than Kourtney?
Yeah, Kylie. From Timothy
Chalamet. Oh, yeah, but they're so private. Like, we're not getting a look in on that.
Oh, wait, let's see if she put anything on her story.
She ain't no diva. I'll check Courtney's. I don't think... Oh, Kim is allegedly dating Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, I don't care about the Kardashians.
But also allegedly... Not allegedly. Apparently, he used to date Khloe.
Yeah.
I don't...
Have you seen that video? Everyone's speculating that Justin Bieber sucked him off.
Sorry? What?
No, like, everyone's, like, speculating that, like... They were in a club with Justin... It was Justin Bieber, Odell Beckham, and... Someone else, was it Usher maybe? I don't know, but someone was
like
recording it.
Recently or old?
I think it's kind of recent, like in the past few years, but I think that they were doing coke.
Right.
Because he turns around, like he's like down and then he turns around and comes back, like comes up. And apparently like Odell was like putting his like trousers back on or some shit. But I'm
pretty
sure...
You would not do that in a club.
You're not going to suck someone's dick in a club. Justin Bieber sucking off Odell.
That's
Beckham.
What I was about to say. Like, even if you're like...
Junior, by the way.
Okay, I was about to say gay nobodies probably would. But like, even if you're like... straight, non-famous people, you're not doing that in front of other people.
No.
I mean, like, publicly straight. Not obviously, they're not straight if they're participating in those acts, but I mean, like not out people would not be doing that, even if they weren't famous. Never mind if you were two of the most famous people on the planet.
No, right? Like, it's not... So they're definitely, like, doing coke. Like,
yeah, that's far more likely.
Far more likely that they're doing cocaine or not fucking sucking dick in the club.
Doing cocaine as a person as famous as Justin Bieber in a non-private space is genuinely insane.
Yeah.
But then I'm kind of like, what, like, okay, like, if he was caught, like, what's anyone going to do?
She didn't even put any fucking
none of
the,
I checked Kourtney Kardashian, nothing. Like, what? I feel like they take every opportunity to rub in our faces, A, their wealth.
Also, and this is why I care about this situation, because it's always something extravagant that I'm just like, what's next? Like, it's like that Halloween, you know? Mm. It's just so American that they care about these holidays so much.
But yeah, I didn't... I didn't realise a lot of you guys were in relationships.
Gifts on Valentine's? Yes or no?
What does that mean?
Gifts.
Oh, no. I don't think there's need. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying no.
Did you get...
But also, I just don't think there's a need, like, personally.
Did you get... like, flowers or...?
I got, like funny, like small chocolates kind of vibe, and he got me like a multicolored rose, like
oh, that's so
from
cute.
Tesco. Like we spent no more than £5.
Yeah. But like little things.
Yeah,
like,
but I just is like, do we need to do gifts on Valentine's Day?
No.
I guess if I was stonking rich, yeah. If both of us were like stonkingly rich, I would, because it's like, okay, I could get you a brand new designer handbag, and it's like spending
nothing,
£10 on, or like buying a meal deal.
Yeah.
but does that really, I don't know. I don't think you need to, I gift really well, I personally think, and I think my partner gifts very well on birthdays and Christmases, and I'd rather make those two things bigger and special than like litter it across like a day that's not personal.
I haven't been on like socials properly, like or Twitter or anything to see like if anything's like happened, but I do love that sound, and it's like, you know, that girl, that, the girls are, well, they're obviously like quite young, and like the boyfriend's like put stuff on the bed. He's like, I don't know what his name is. Say his name's like Devontae. He's like, Devontae, you didn't have to do that. And he's like standing in the corner, like with the phone, like real awkward. I love that though. Have you seen that TikTok?
No, I've not seen that. Oh my God, I can really like, imagine it in my head.
No, everyone's like taking like doing parodies of it. So if you ever see like, it's really funny though, but it's really cute.
Oh, that's really sweet, because it's really cute when like young, and I don't mean this in a patronizing way, but like young, like teenage, like 17, 18 year olds, like obviously they will have had to like, God, this sounds so patronizing, but I, at the same time, I am 24, so like, like gather money together to like impress like their girlfriend.
Yeah, but don't. But I think it is a shame at the same time that social media has made people feel like they have to do all this. Like, where the fuck are 17-year-olds getting money? First of all, why the fuck are you allowed to stay over with a man? Yeah. But yeah, like, where the fuck are they getting money from for a hotel? Do you know how much hotels are in the UK?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like £200 plus all the roses. Do you know how expensive roses are? I will never buy roses.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, I didn't get fucking no roses. I got a balloon though. And
in,
a card.
In the post? A balloon?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in a box and then it said don't open with a knife and I did. I didn't pop it, but I was like, what am I going
to
cut?
To your hotel?
No, no.
Oh, cute. That's very cute.
But I was actually...
Did you send anything?
No, I gave him a card before he left.
To open on the day.
Yeah.
That's cute.
But like I was just being a bitch that day and I was just like... No, this was like a couple of days. Obviously, I was going away on like the 13th, and I was like, "So, have you got me anything for like Valentine's Day? Like, should I be waiting around the house like today?" And he's like, "You,
like, what the fuck?
Shut up!" And he's just like, "Shut up." Anyways,
I hate cards. That like
you hate cards.
I hate, and I've
Moonpig cards.
No. I hate like, and me and my boyfriend have never done this. Like. Cards writing out how you feel. It really like it makes me really like itchy and anxious. Oh, babe. I hate it.
Babe, don't come to my a card drill, mate.
Oh really? Yeah, because my friend recently gone through a breakup and she was like, oh, I've finally like done the day where I go through like my box. She's professional, wasn't like a 5-year relationship. She was like, I went through like the box where all the letters were. And I was like, I wouldn't fucking have a box. Oh, I wouldn't have one like sleeve of like a Polly Pocket of stuff. I would have nada. Like, I just don't know. I don't want to read nice stuff about me. Like, ooh.
Why?
It's just too much.
I'm literally like, I was on the phone this morning and I was like, because I was upset. I was like, can you like tell me about the time when we first met?
Oh my God. I wouldn't even know. If someone asked me to say that, or like, not someone, if my boyfriend asked me to say that, I would be like, like, also, the way we first met was not... You have, like, a really romantic story.
Mate, no, because we, like...
Like, not romantic. I met him because of revenge on someone else. Oh but that sounds really deep. Like, that sounds like... No, I just mean that, like, he was invited to a party because someone had pissed me off.
Oh.
But, like, not a boy, like, a friend.
Oh, okay, fair.
And I was like, fuck you, I'm inviting who the fuck I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was it. And then...
I can't imagine you arguing, like, with a boyfriend, though.
I don't really argue. There was actually...
Not well, like arguing in general.
Speak up, actually, that's such a lie. I just said I don't really argue. Girl, please. Like, I bicker non...
Oh my God, I'm such
like,
a bitch.
Like, and also, but also because our friendship groups are kind of merged, specifically mine. Specifically both, but I'm specifically thinking of situations of mine. And it's like... Like, and they'll be like, guys, please, like, we'll be trying to eat. And I'll be like, well, what the fuck is your fucking problem then? Like,
really?
Why, like, why can you, like, for example, we're at Nando's and I'll be like, can you fill up my glass? And he'll be like, I'm eating. I'll be like, please, I literally did it last time and I'm like stuck in the, like, in the back and you're on the side. Wait. He's like, I'm eating. No, like, for example, we'd be in a booth and I'd be like three people deep and I'd be like, it's annoying for everyone else eating. You're on the side.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, yeah, I will after I've eaten. I'd be like, what the fuck is your fucking problem? Like, can't you? And he'd be like, I'm fucking eating. Like, can't I fucking eat my meal? And everyone would be like, guys, please.
Really?
But then like 2 seconds later, we're fine.
I feel like we're like quite the drama, like, because really? My friends are
do you
so
have like not speaking for days fights?
No,
I think
it'd be impossible. We live together.
Oh yeah, true.
But no, I've never gone a day without speaking to him.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think same.
We are like, we can't like, it's just, we can just be so stubborn. Well, especially me, like, I can be so ridiculously stubborn. It's not like, not even funny. But like, I always know, like, I have to be friends, not friends with you, but I have...
Well, also, like, if you live with him, it's like, what, well, then we're going to, like, get an Uber home together, sit in bed together, wake up, but, like, what's the... Like, eventually we're going to make up, like, so let's just speed this up.
Now,
I'm the same. But also, I can't remember the last time I had, like, an argument that was, like, I don't want to be with you argument type of beat.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, that was Valentine's Day for another year.
Over and out.
We're going to take a quick break, but right after this, we'll be back to talk about this year's Super Bowl and all the drama that went down with it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Let's get into the Super Bowl. So we're going to quickly go over this, the Taylor Swift.
Well, first of all, do we want to speak about the sport itself, or because you actually watched the match?
I was present
for the match. I don't mean to watch it.
Like, I was there because I was watching the AFCON before and Ivory Coast won. Sorry, I just had to put that back in everyone's faces again. but yeah, like, I don't know what's going on. Like,
yeah,
it looks like rugby. But like everyone, like, but like a baby rugby because they're all geared up. Like, I want to see like their faces because a lot of them, like, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are good looking. Yeah. I tried to watch it last year because I wanted to stay up for Rihanna. And
yeah. I just support the people with the most black players.
It is the slowest game. And I'm not even a sporty person.
Hours long, aren't they?
Yeah, but like they'll literally play for 20 seconds and then stop for 4 minutes and then play for 10 seconds and then stop for a couple minutes and then play for a minute. And it's so, I don't understand
tedious.
How anyone watched that. I was bored out my fucking brain. I was like, okay, I think it's like, I don't know how long an actual match is, but say it's 90 minutes. I'm like, halftime show, 45 minutes. 2.5 hours later, Rihanna comes on. I'm like, how is a half 2.5 hours? Mm. Like, fuck me. So I vowed to never watch it.
Price tickets. Did you see the TikTok?
I saw that TikTok.
Yeah, so I think the least I saw in that TikTok someone got them for was 8K. But as I say all the time, like, Americans just have money. Like, yeah. I don't understand where this fucking money's coming from because I calculated it, and if everyone got an 8K ticket, which is the least, and there's about, say it's the size of Wembley, I assume that it's like, how many people there? Like 50K?
Yeah.
I think it came to like 400 million. That's just
what?
Yeah, that's just on the lowest ticket prices.
Yeah, you're not even including how much a box costs.
Yeah, boxes would have easily cost millions.
Sorry, I'm just searching how many people attend Super Bowl. The Super Bowl attendance is around 61,000 fans.
61,000, yeah. So,
but then I saw a tweet being like, "Men,
488 million.
That's genuinely insane.
If everyone got a cheap ticket,
but that is for ticket prices alone, and never fucking mind how much people are paying for sponsorships, breaks, blah blah blah. Like,
yeah, and I know that the to get an ad is like 7 mil.
Yeah, and Beyonce had not three.
She had more than one.
No, Timu had three. Sorry,
fuck off. Timu
had three ads in the Super Bowl,
so
and they were all AI generated.
Oh, of course they were.
It is so fucked up. I saw someone tweet it being like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever watched. It brought a tear to my eye. And it's the most, it's literally like you type in, create a 30 second ad for Timu in AI. It is the most fucked up.
Really?
And they had three slots. Sorry, Beyonce was on my mind because obviously Beyonce, first of all, let's talk about the advert itself. Did you watch the advert, the Verizon advert?
Yeah.
That is one of the best ads I've ever seen.
The most she's probably ever spoken in her life.
Right? Everybody was like, Verizon must have,
I was like, who are these people?
Everybody was like, oh, good luck if you're on Verizon because your phone bill this month is going to be expensive to pay for Beyonce to speak that much.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how much do you think she got paid from that?
I can't even. My brain, I genuinely can't fathom that.
I
can't think and piece that amount of money together in my head because not only, obviously, like Beyonce doesn't really do sponsorships. Never mind a sponsorship for a phone network. Like, that would be I'm trying to think of who's the most famous person in the UK, but obviously there's no one really comparable to Beyonce. Mm. But that would be, I guess, Beyonce doing an ad for like EE. Like, it's just not.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Like, what the fuck?
Like we have. Yeah.
But I'm not being funny. If someone came to me with that concept and I was Beyonce, I'd be like, fair enough.
Really? I was surprised she agreed to such like a silly concept because she's so serious now.
Like, and she, yeah, I guess.
And
like,
it was fun and it worked for her because I thought it was really, I thought the advert was really fun. It was shot really well. She looked stunning.
And I love that they could like put her in different outfits and just like express herself in like different ways.
Yeah.
And it was all about if you haven't seen it, it was all about like breaking the 5G.
Yeah, breaking the internet.
Yeah, and breaking the internet.
And she was trying to do different things that she thought would break the internet.
So like going to the moon.
Yeah, and starting Twitch streaming.
Yeah.
And then obviously at the end of the advert, if you didn't hear, she was like, okay, how about I drop some music?
Oh, is that what she said? Yeah.
And then everybody was like, wait, what? And then like, I don't know how long because I was asleep, but within the next coming minutes, half an hour, it was announced that Renaissance Act, it's not Renaissance because obviously the album title will be something different, but Act 2 following Renaissance is upon us and it's country. And she's released two songs.
Are you looking forward to it?
You know what? So I listened to the two songs And I... My thing with Beyonce is I don't think she can release a song that I dislike.
She got 30 million, by the way, from... It's Verizon, not Horizon.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Horizon. Yeah,
30 million. That
she earned a staggering,
like not...
I know, for her. A staggering 30 million from Verizon to appear in the ad for which she had to take part in an 18 hour shoot.
18 hours?
Mm. God. So how many days? That's like 3 days.
Yeah, like a 3 day shoot. Yeah, her new song, 16 Karat Gold, Texas Hold'em. Texas Hold'em's like a fun, upbeat, like what you think of when you think of country songs. Like, do, 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 do. Woo! Do, 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 do. And 16 Karat is a bit more like slow. It's a beautiful song. It's really? Like, I don't know how to describe it, but like it's a slower pace. It's more depth to it. Texas Hold'em's like a fun song. I like, because she's like, obviously playing with new genres, obviously.
She's from Texas.
Yeah,
as well,
yeah, yeah. And Renaissance was very ballroom house. And I was listening to a podcast this morning, and they were basically saying early Beyonce, but in the past 10 years of what Beyonce's ever put out, everything has like a bigger meaning, like a proper message, political, whatever you want to take it as. And like the fact that she's doing these genres which aren't necessarily associated with Black people so much anymore, like house and country, but originated so much in their roots. And she's like sort of not reclaiming it, but like paying homage to people and like standing in spaces where they've been so erased from. So I really love that. And
I just have like, I say it all the time, but after seeing her, I just have a new level of just like respect for her. Like, she's just something else.
I'm so glad I've been able to watch this epiphany.
I know.
Because I remember you were that girl.
Do you know what it is? You just, like, you. I never wanted to be proactive about wanting to like her, so I never...
Yeah.
But, like, once you see her perform and once you, like, obviously see things popping up, like, it's undeniable.
No.
Like, you can't sit there and say, oh, I don't get... But you can.
You can't not get Beyonce.
Like, I can't even, like, walk and talk.
Yeah.
Let alone fucking, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's crazy. She's crazy, crazy, crazy. It's also rumoured that she's going to be doing a Vegas residency for this album instead of going on a world tour, which obviously makes sense, especially if she's doing a third act. Allegedly, the rumor is that there'll be three acts. It's like, you're not doing three world tours back to back. Like, three world tours in 6 years is insane. No one does that. So it makes sense that in the middle...
How many years has she done it for now?
Well, in general?
Like, in, like...
Music?
No, like, one after the other, like, consecutive years.
So Renaissance came out in 2022, then the tour was 2023, and now, obviously, Act 2 is coming out in 2024, so the tour would be in 2025,
okay.
Which I then would assume Act 3 is 26, tour 27. So it would be three world tours in 5 years, which is crazy, crazy work. And also, obviously, she has kids as well. So
well,
the
one
rumors,
of them is a hard worker.
Exactly, my girl. So the rumor is she's doing a Las Vegas residency. And I was like, I would be willing to spend an unhealthy amount of money to go see that, because seeing Beyonce in a residency, and she's doing it in that big sphere
as
well.
Yeah. Oh, the weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like projected all over. But then when I found out that it was going to mainly probably just be this country album, I was like, I just don't know if I would want to spend the money to watch a country album in that space.
But I feel like you wouldn't, because it's Beyonce, like you wouldn't go and be like,
no, obviously I wouldn't be disappointed, but
it's like, do you want to save up for the one?
Do I want to spend that amount of money? Obviously she will do other songs, but if we're to take what the Renaissance tour was, it was mainly she performed all the songs on the album with a couple interludes of bigger hits in the middle of a couple songs, but it was very much a tour of the album, not a tour of songs, you know, well, obviously not, you know, but a tour of songs that a casual fan would know. So then I'm like, oh, I don't feel like that to country music enough. If this was Renaissance and she was going to do that for Renaissance with like the way that the stage production was in like a sphere like that,
it would be insane.
I would drop
fuck
my savings
like
would that.
Your eyes would get fucked though from being in there, like working in there. Surely they have like special glasses or something.
But after the Super Bowl, and I want to do Vegas so bad. I want to go to Vegas so bad.
Yeah, I would love to do Vegas.
And I was like, if I could tie in like a Vegas trip with like seeing a Beyonce residency,
you gotta have money.
Yeah, it's a hefty
so like,
fee,
especially
to drop.
Like for me, like I would want to really, really enjoy it and go like hangover shit, you know, and like go
but
crazy.
Yeah. If I'm going, I'm like willing to lose silly money on gambling just for the sake
which
of like
insane. At the same time,
I know the fact that that statement is even. I'm happy to go and never go back.
Yeah,
if I do it properly. Yeah,
kind of
I'm Vegas isn't a type of place that I'm like. I know obviously people live there and stuff, but like, what's there to much? There's not much to do. Like, there's no like day culture really in Vegas.
No, it's so fucking hot there.
Yeah, as well.
It gets to like 50 degrees in the summer.
Oh my God. But speaking of Vegas, we should probably go back to Super Bowl and speak about the Taylor Swift.
Yay!
She was there with her man. I don't really
her
have
man
much...
is so pang.
Yeah, he is. But like, do you know what? I just couldn't date a sportsman like that, because if you saw when he came off the pitch at the end of the game and kissed her all sweaty, I would just be like, wait. Oh, the smell.
You'd be like, oh, the smell.
No, no. Trust me, I would not.
Really? If you're in love with someone like, and they're all big and...
Oh, I just like,
Really?
Something about other people's bodily... Especially, I think it's more like big, beefy men sweating and like all that. Yeah. I'm like...
That's, I guess it's not your type.
That sweat stinks in a different way. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, it's just like salty, isn't it?
Just
pheromones.
She posted a picture with all her friends. Oh my God, I can't believe this. She posted a picture with all her friends at the Super Bowl, and Selena Gomez commented, crying emoji, heart emoji, because she wasn't there.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Like, girl, stand up. Someone was like, I don't know, this is PC to say, but someone quote tweeted it in a viral quote tweet. So this isn't my words, if anyone wants to cancel me over this. Someone quote tweeted it being like, Selena Gomez is the type of friend to Taylor Swift that's like, if she gets left out of something, she'll friend to kill herself.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's...
I'd actually never seen, like, I didn't know she was like that though.
Yeah. You didn't know Selena Gomez was like that?
No.
She's the most insufferable social media user.
Really?
Do you not remember the whole Hailey Bieber stuff?
No, because I just like blocked myself out of that, because I was just like, this is...
And like,
I don't even know what Selena Gomez is even famous for.
She'll like post like pictures of her and her man, and they'll be like, my snookums. And then he'll like comment being like, no. And then capital letters, my snookums.
Ugh.
And she's like, not saying that this is old, but she's like in her 30s. And she'll like repost like memes being like, bitches, I bet all your bitches mad that I've got my husband and he's the prize. Like stuff like that.
Oh, it's she's
like,
going to love that Taylor Swift album.
It's so embarrassing.
Do you know, sorry, this is so random, but when you said snookums or whatever, do you know who I love on TikTok is like the Pookie?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were quite cringe at first, but then I was like, no, he's so genuinely in love with her.
It's really upset me because they were really niche. Like I've watched them for like 6 months.
Sorry.
And it really upset me that when everybody started doing it, I was just like, damn it, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah,
but I would have found it really fun if I wasn't. But like, I wasn't even like they were just like, you know, those TikTok accounts, like one of them for me is there's this guy who makes flavored water, like with the sachets. Like, you know how Americans, like, and he's like, let's make my daily cup of water.
Well, like,
and it's like, bubblegum sachet, and then he goes, and let's mix a Rooney. And then he'll put in like Starburst sachet and then cotton candy syrup, and it's like genuinely insane, but I'm just so addicted to watching them because I'm just like, I don't understand how anyone's brain works.
Sorry,
like this.
My guilty pleasure is definitely a seafood mukbang.
Oh, I can't get into them.
No, specifically a seafood one or a Wingstop one.
I just can't get into messy food like that.
Oh, I like watching it dribble down their face. Like, I'm
really?
Yeah.
But
there's this one specific black woman that I have to... Oh, it's giving like fetish, but like, I love it.
That's what I always think. Anytime I look at those like insane mukbangs, I'm like, you know what you're doing.
No, because that's why that girl... Remember back in the day, there was that really famous like younger girl who was like 10, 11, 12, and she was like Ginger or something on YouTube when it first
Life
started.
Life of Mac.
I think so, maybe. She was young, but she had to stop. She was earning millions, but she had to stop because she was like, I know that... Because she'd done it because obviously like it was fun because it was when it first started out, but then like she started to... her parents like started to clock, which is really good though.
Yeah, they
clocked it from early, but like, I'm not surprised.
I like watching someone just eat and chill eating, but those like with bibs and like, oh God, it's too much for me. I'm like, you got a little summon.
I hate the clickbait ones. You know the guy, and he's like got all the tubes coming out, and he's like quite big now.
Oh, Nick Carver.
Yeah, but
it's
he's
like
lost
avocado,
weight.
But Nick Carver.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's insane.
But like, he's lost weight now, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
But it was a bit mad before.
Yeah, because it was like...
But then he was like clickbaiting off of like tubes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me watch that, because...
No, he was
but
not.
But he was not.
All
yeah,
there
I was
in
like,
the head.
No, very strange, yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything else from the Super Bowl that I wanted to speak about.
I Spice, not knowing what the fuck's going on.
Oh my God,
she was
me for real.
Yeah.
The way that
her brother. But then again, I guess like it doesn't really matter. But like her brother is like quite high up in the...
Really? I didn't even know she had siblings.
Yeah, she's got a younger brother.
And he's high up in NFL.
He's not a high up, like he's like in his high school, whatever. Right, like right, he's like right. 17 or something, 18.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can we speak about, have you seen Riot, her producer, how hot he is?
No. Her producer, her specific producer.
Yeah, you know, Stop Playing With Him, Riot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's very good looking. I'm going to show you now. If you want to Google it yourself, you're more than happy to Google it. I feel like he's so not your type though.
His eyes are way too far apart.
He's like, but like he's
he now, looks like,
he's now like, he was at the Grammys with Ice Spice. He went to Taylor Swift's box with Ice Spice. So like, he's like becoming part of the entourage. So people are like clocking onto what he actually looks like.
He looks like a thingy off of,
Dominic Fike.
Yeah.
Yep. I knew you were going to say that. Also, I had something else I wanted to say, but now I've got it. Oh yeah, we saw the, not that I care about the film itself, we saw the first look of Wicked, the Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo remake at the Super Bowl. They played the trailer.
Wicked? What,
like they're remaking Wicked into a film.
Oh.
Actually,
and Ariana Grande's going to be.
Yeah, she's Glinda the Good Witch, I want to say, and Cynthia Erivo is Elphaba, I think. I don't know.
Elphaba.
That's why the TikToker is called Elphaba, because she loved Wicked so much.
She's good.
Yeah. Where is she? Where have all those like TikTok live people gone? Like, I don't hear anything about
TikTok live. Is
Chelsea
like
Lee Art,
Jeremy Carl.
I don't hear anything about any of them anymore. No. There was a stage where like they were like so famous.
Mm. Interesting.
Crap. There was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh yeah, Hailey Bieber actually looked quite good. I thought. I'll show you. Oh, also, I made a TikTok about it. The outfits that the men turned up in. They were good.
Like, I never doubt you and like your opinion on style specifically, but I was thinking they're showing up, like the men in America are like showing up looking good. And then when I saw the pictures, I was like,
right?
Fucking hell. Like, when I say like they, it's like a whole thing that they do though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Like, no, all those brands will have like loaned to
yeah,
them
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
specifically
like be fighting
for that.
To like dress and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's like when they're walking to and back, it's like the backstage sort of thing.
Yeah. But I was just like, why does everybody not do that in the UK? Why, there is,
if they
I,
do, it's in fucking Mary jeans.
Like Euros, I guess. But like, obviously like Euros is kind of different. I feel like there's no
fashion culture in football.
Well, that, but also like, no, like, what match are we supposed to all sit round and watch together and someone performs?
If England got to the fucking final.
But like, we don't, like, that's Euros, that's a World Cup, that's international stuff. Like, America is the American Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They have an American singer sing at the halftime, and there's all these crazy American adverts and these American celebrities turn up. We don't have, I one mean, maybe it's just UK's not big enough, but.
Mate, no, the UK, one thing I must say about the UK, yeah, it's the most like unpatriotic place like in like I think in the world, like no one claims this shit like at all. We're not a union at all. Like people are like, yeah, I'm American. I would never go around and say I'm British. I'll say I'm from London. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, you know, I'd but also no one would take it seriously here.
Yeah,
like Americans are just like kind of,
it's just, no, there's no community here.
Like they don't have, we have too much of a sarcastic humor to take anything like that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you saw the way we fucking clowned the, what's he called, going to hospital. What's that, what's our king called? I don't even know his fucking name.
Oh, King Charles.
Yeah, and everybody just made it a meme. Like,
yeah,
no one takes
dying.
Anything seriously in this country.
People know, because...
like, even today, they announced that the Overground was going to be named into different categories. Did you see that?
No.
And, like, one's called the Suffragette Line, and people have already started calling it the Suffy G Line.
Of course I. Yeah, just getting
and
on the
one's
SPGs.
Called the Windrush Line. One's called,
oh, I saw that, the Windrush.
Yeah, the six, I can't remember the other four. But even today, people have like re-edited it and like being like, oh, I love the six new lines, and it will be like the six members of the, well, the five members of the Saturdays, yeah. Or like six like cast names from EastEnders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's just like we can't. That's like, I mean, it's not world news. Like, it's not that important news that nothing's actually changing.
Mm.
But like, it's like news, like, and we just can't take anything fucking seriously. Everything has to be a joke, which I'm not actually complaining because it's funny.
Wait, I need to know what these names are now.
I can't remember the other four.
Why can't you, someone just put a fucking, oh wait, okay, so you've got the lioness. Which one's my one? The mild May.
The lioness is goes through Wembley.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the Watford Junction. Yeah, Wembley and stuff. Mild May is Stratford to Richmond. Wind rushes, hybrid is, oh, that's my one, period. It's off East London, obviously. Weaver, what?
I don't know.
Liverpool Street, Suffragette.
Also, someone made a really good point. Someone was like, you can't just call like suffrage, like it, the suffragettes, like it's a group, like it's like calling it soldier line. Like, like there are in, like, choose an individual suffragette.
Yeah. And that's like the gospel out to barking. That's just so not East London vibes. Liberty, I like that. That's cute. It's Romford to Upminster.
Yeah, the Liberty line.
The Liberty line, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
I'm still just going to call it all the Overground.
Yeah. I'm not doing all that. Oh no, I will actually claim the Windrush line though. Yeah. I'll be real, that's cool.
But are you going to say, oh, that's calm, I'll meet you there, I can just get the Windrush line? Or are you going to say, oh, that's fine, I'll just get the Overground?
I'm just going to jump on the Windrush.
Yeah, like you're still going to go, oh yeah, that's fine, I can get the Overground direct. You're not going to say, oh, I can get the Windrush direct.
No, I'm really going to make it my effort now to do that.
I'm going to get the Suffragette. Oh, it's fine, I can just hop on Suffragette.
No, my boyfriend's going to get so fucking confused, the poor man. Yeah, I'm just getting on the Suffragette line, the fucking, what do you call it?
The way that also people call the Elizabeth line, Lizzie line, like including myself, yeah, non-sarcastically. No, like it started out as a joke, yeah, but I wouldn't think twice about saying, I would say Lizzie line and no, like, not think twice.
No, like seriously. I'll be like, oh, how are you getting there? Yeah, I'm going to get on the Lizzie line. Who's saying the Elizabeth line?
Like the way that started as a joke, like, so we genuinely will call it Suffragette line.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I'll just check City Mapper. Oh wait, that's so easy, I can just get the Suffragette line. Anyway, thank you for listening to this week's episode. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Looking for Lewis. You can also find us on the podcast on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Up Podcast. Let us know what you did for Valentine's Day and if you will call the Suffragette line the Suffragette line.
And is there any embarrassing stories? Like I just want to see for my personal gain, because we're not going to talk about it next year.
Make sure to rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.